Governor Peter Shumlin in recent months has had some very harsh words for CGI, the multinational technology firm hired in late 2012 to build an insurance marketplace known as Vermont Health Connect. But in announcing that the state is severing ties with the company, a move critics have called for months, top administration officials offered a more charitable view of CGI's contributions thus far.
I don't think you normally ask when the relieving pitcher comes in whether the first guy ever should have been on the mound in the first place, right?
That's Lawrence Miller, chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration. And his diplomacy is perhaps owing to a contract signed by CGI in the state this past weekend that essentially lets bygones be bygones. In the, quote, transition agreement, the state waives its right to sue CGI for any failures associated with its work under the contract, and the two parties have also decided that neither will have to assume fault for the technological problems that have plagued the rollout of Vermont Health Connect. It's a surprisingly amicable split for a relationship that has seen so much public strain.
And this is not a distressed sort of situation. We are working cooperatively to make sure that this has the best outcome possible for people who are in the exchange.
Miller says the state plans to outsource the remainder of the project to Optum, another multinational tech firm that has worked on exchanges in other states. Miller says he doesn't yet know how much Optum will be paid to complete the project. In awarding the job to Optum, Miller is bypassing the conventional RFP process used for contracts of this magnitude. While the move might open the administration up to criticism, Miller says he can't afford the 12 to 18 months the RFP process would take.
We are undoubtedly going to get hammered. I don't care. Our job is to solve this and to solve it with the best resources available, and that necessarily means making some judgments.
With 66,000 people now covered by exchange plans, Vermont Health Connect has enrolled more residents per capita than any other exchange in the country. But with nearly 15,000 people still unable to make simple changes to their health insurance policies, criticism of the new program has been severe. Lincoln Representative Mike Fisher, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Healthcare, last week called the situation a, quote, crisis. The state will pay CGI all but about $16 million of the $83 million contract, despite the ongoing problems. Miller says that while CGI failed to fully deliver, it will be paid for IT services that should eventually become functional.
There are things that we are paying for that are not yet visible to Vermonters.
Republican critics of the state's handling of the exchange are holding their own press conference Tuesday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.